All right, guys, today we are going to be sharing with you a very interesting soundbite. Somebody tipped me off to this earlier in the week, and I thought I would bring it to the audience. So what you're about to see is a clip from a Frederick County Public Schools meeting. During the course of this meeting, they were talking about the Policy 443 issue here in Frederick County. If you're unfamiliar, the Policy 443 topic is the set in place policy for dealing with transgenderism here in Frederick County. Basically, with this policy, students are able to be referred to as any name they wish, utilize any bathroom they wish, dress as they wish. They're able to do a hostess of things that relate to the idea of transgenderism. And there has been pushback and support as it relates to this whole topic. Well, the gentleman you are about to see here is a pastor, and he pushes back on the issue in a very intelligent manner. And I wanted to bring it to you because he got a standing ovation. So we are going to play that clip straight ahead. But before we do that, we are going to bring you the video that Frederick County Public Schools has put out in relationship to the Policy 443 issue, where they overview what that policy specifically is. So we'll bring that to you first, and then second, we will bring you this very interesting clip from this pastor who speaks out against the Policy 443 transgender issue. So check it out. Here it is.
Here's some information on a new Frederick County Board of Education policy on how our schools welcome transgender and gender nonconforming students. It's Policy 443. It was adopted by the board in June 2017 after the board got lots of feedback from the community and staff. Transgender and gender nonconforming students have always been part of the FCPS community. Transgender and gender nonconforming students have the right to access facilities, including restrooms and locker rooms, corresponding with their gender identity. Next, FCPS recognizes the right of every student to be referred to by their preferred name and pronoun. Students can also play sports and participate in physical education classes consistent with their gender identity. We're also going to be sure school events and activities like field trips, graduations, and dances are inclusive for everyone, and any dress code associated with such events are gender neutral.
All right, now that you've seen that, we now bring you Neil Achumpo, a pastor in Frederick County, Maryland, who is giving his 3-minute testimony, public comment, in relationship to the Policy 443 that is currently in place at Frederick County Public Schools.
All right, good evening, all members of the board. I'm here as a consent parent to speak in regards to Policy 443. And there is an issue that actually bothers me about it, and I want to just make that clear if there will be a review of the policy in regards to the fact that asking my child could be able to become a transgender, and then a school teacher or somebody else in the school system would help the child to make that decision without going through a parent is actually disturbing. I'm a pastor. I take care of people. Sometimes the temptation is to get caught up in regulation and policies, and we forget that regulation and policies are there to serve people. We're there because of people. You were elected because of people. And I would always respect the great work you do for this county, and I applaud you for it. But I think that policy needs to be looked at again, because if my 5-year-old is crossing the street, a parental instinct would be I would never allow the child to cross the street by herself. Because the first line of safety for a child is the parent. And I do believe that we need to go back to those basic things. About, I think, a couple of weeks ago, my daughter was sick. They needed to give her some pain medication. They called me. And then they asked me, you need to come here and give the medication yourself. Now, sometimes I sign paperwork for sunscreen, parental, and every simple little thing, there is a parental consent, except this. So I'm asking myself, what's going on here? I see a door that is being opened for predators who are gradually creeping into the school system to destroy. Your good work will be destroyed. So I ask you to go back and look at policy 443. I would always pray for you and trust that you do a good work. But for this one thing, please reconsider and let's change it, because we are building a society that ought to thrive tomorrow and not to create kids who are confused. I am licensed to counsel and I deal with people every single day. And I realize there are many who are confused. So please, I'm asking you, go back again and look at policy 443 and ask that parents become part of the process, because I do not believe this is right. Thank you.
Next up, I have Tom Newmark. Miss Rich, I ask you to start the clock.